Ready.
Scrubbing In with Becca Tilley, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Hello, everybody. It's Becca Tilley and
Tanya here.
You know, it feels really good to be back.
It feels
so good. It was a long week without you.
The longest week ever.
I did see you in between, though.
But only like twice.
I know. We had a distant week from each other.
We did. We had a very distant week.
But you know, I feel like I was thinking this morning, I feel like my life is in a really good place right now. And the only thing I can really credit it to is Taylor Swift's album being out.
I tend to have to agree with you on that.
Like, do I give that much credit to her? I think I do.
For sure.
Yeah.
Remember, I asked you this on Thursday. I said, what were you more excited about, the 300th episode of Grey's Anatomy or Taylor's album?
I really want to get into both of these. Both of these topics have been heavy on my mind this week.
Very heavy.
Very heavy. The Taylor Swift album is everything I didn't know I needed. Like, I don't really relate to it a lot.
Really? I mean, so relatable. Oh, I get what you're saying, because it's like a lot about like
love.
Her beef.
Oh. It's about love and drama, which I don't have a lot of in my life, which I guess the drama part is good. But,
yeah,
you know, like, I wish there was someone I could think of and be like, yeah, take that. You hear that? Yeah. That's from me and Taylor.
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't.
New Year's Day, that's going to be us.
New Year's Day?
Yeah.
That's like romantic.
I know.
Oh.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if we had somebody, we could be like, oh, this
right.
is going to be us.
Yeah, yeah. Or like, call it what you want.
Yeah.
There's just so many lyrics. You know, I think, you know, my theory.
I know your theory. I back you up on this theory.
Okay.
I am in full support of this.
Okay, so Dress on her album is probably like one of the sexier songs she's had.
I agree. Although there was all these reports that like her parents had to leave the room.
Yeah, you told me that.
Like,
and after listening to it, I'm like,
that sexy.
I'm just saying, like, compare, it's not so like lovey and cutesy. It's definitely more of like a
right.
a sexy vibe than
right.
like lovey and romantic. It's romantic, but I think it's about Karlie Kloss.
Yes. And I agree. Now that when you told me that, I listened to it again and I was like,
Because there's been rumors, I guess, of them having like a secret romance. And so now I think that's just in my head. So any song she puts out, I'm like, oh, any lyrics are like, that's about Karlie.
Mm-hmm. But tell everybody the lyric that tipped you off.
I don't want you like a best friend.
Mm-hmm.
And she says something about being in a crowded room and no one knows or something.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's just, it sounds...
I totally agree with you because it's not Joe, her new boyfriend, because when you meet a guy and you're dating a guy, you're not going to be your best friend.
No, like you're not like thinking of them as like a best friend right off the bat.
Exactly.
But also, I like dove into it. Apparently, the Swifties, it's like a whole thing that like Taylor Swift fanatics are.
They agree with
they're
you?
They're like, no, well, they had this theory a long time ago. Like there's a hashtag Kaylor. Or Karlie Taylor.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm basically a Swiftie now.
Yeah.
I figured it out on my own. Didn't need the fan base, you know?
But I agree with you. And I've told many other people your theory.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they were like, yes.
Yeah. But I don't feel like they're like friends. I don't know. They broke up, I guess.
Yeah. Something happened. Definitely something happened. But
yeah.
No, I think they're still friends, right?
I don't know. I don't think she was on the jacket in the video.
Oh, you're right. You're right.
Yeah. But I feel like the album is just, I've listened to it on repeat. I have a different favorite song every day.
I was just going to ask you, give me your top three in order. 1, 2, 3.
I don't have an order because I really genuinely like all of them. Today, though, I was listening to Delicate a lot. I really like Did Something Bad.
I did something bad.
I did something bad, yeah. and I love New Year's Day.
Okay, interesting.
So, what are yours?
Number one's Delicate for sure.
Yeah, you've been on that one since.
Yeah. Number two is Don't Blame Me.
That's a good one.
And number three is I Did Something Bad.
I also love King of My Heart. There's like this breakdown that's so good when it's like stops the music. Oh, you don't.
I think that might be my
Tanya
least favorite.
Tanya just did that like lame where you stick your finger in your throat and gag. Who does that anymore anyway?
Tanya has no in between. Tanya thinks it's the greatest thing in the history of the world or gross, get it away from
Mark,
me, and nothing in
Mark,
the middle.
I played a few of the songs. Literally within 3 seconds, she goes, this is off. This is not good. I'm like, What the heck? I'm going to be every Instagram story. She's like, song of the day, and it's a new Taylor Swift song. I'm like, you said that one was terrible when I played it for you the other night. You're a faker.
No, I'm not. King of My Heart is not one of the tops.
Just wait. You'll love it.
Endgame?
I love them all.
Oh, okay.
Ed Sheeran's video for Perfect.
Yeah.
What?
He's pretty perfect.
Oh, I love him.
Yeah.
It's the most romantic video. There, I don't know where they are, but it looks cold. Okay. Do we have time to get into the 300th episode?
Yes.
Take it away, Becca.
Okay. I have thought this episode is going to redeem the previous two that, in my opinion, were absolutely terrible. And this is going to bring it back. I'm going to get emotional. And on Twitter, everyone was saying that they were crying and that I was going to love it. And it totally redeemed itself. So I sit down, so excited to watch it. Like, could not be more excited. And once again, let down.
Yeah. Becca was not a fan.
Tanya, Tanya and JoJo talk during Grey's Anatomy, and I'm like, they're on a dating app swiping for Tanya while I'm trying to like really get into this episode. I'm like, can y'all just wait for commercials? This is rude.
We were doing it during commercials.
No, y'all weren't.
We would go into
y'all definitely were not.
Okay.
Believe me, I remember this. Is that not rude? Knowing how much I like am invested and they're going to talk about whoever on Raya.
No more of these little girls. Nice to watch Grace.
That's what I'm saying.
You can't
like,
do it with
I'm going to have
anymore.
To, we can't watch it together anymore. Don't.
Excuse me. When I watch it with you, I'm quiet.
No, you really are. But I just didn't say anything. I felt like this is the perfect time to bring it up.
Whoa.
Yeah, so we're going to have to watch separately and then we can talk about it together.
Then. I loved the episode. I thought all the Easter eggs were so amazing. I love the fairy. It made me feel like Derek Shepherd was there in spirit. I love how Karev like had a whole theory as to what Izzy's doing now. That made me cry. The fact that she won the Harper Avery. Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert, you guys. That was the one redeeming thing was the very end when she won the Harper Avery and Jackson talked about her and all the things about her.
And her mom was in the gallery.
Summed up like Meredith Grey, which I did love.
Yeah.
That's all I have to say about
And like this. The George and Christina Yang in the, as like the patients.
She did not.
Neither one of them really looked like whatever, either of them.
It was,
and then how the intern like tripped over his feet running out. That's what George did in the first episode. It was like so.
But they're not.
Yeah,
they're not the same though. It's like why? Like they're never
and the
gonna
music,
be.
Did the music not?
I love the music. That's one of the things that I've been really. I wish they'd bring back those. Like I watched the old episode where spoiler alert, Henry dies, and I.
they're gonna be way behind if they haven't seen Henry die.
And I cried. This was just the other day, and I'm like. I miss these feelings.
I know. You know, I'm back on the season where Denny comes back as a ghost and we find out about, spoiler alert, Izzy's tumor.
Denny as a ghost was bad.
But those episodes are so good.
I know. They were just, it's just not the same. And I don't know if it's because they're trying to make it more lighthearted. So it just comes across a little bit cheesy and not as deep and like emotional, but I need something to turn around. I saw Jason George at this charity basketball game I played in yesterday.
Yeah.
We're like friends at this point.
Right.
I walked in the room and he's all, hey, Becca. I'm like, buds. Yeah. We're buds. He was like.
He's the nicest.
And he was like, we got to get you as an extra on the show or even like the new spinoff. I was like, please.
Honored.
Can you rescue me from a burning building?
He was one of, so Becca and I went to Paley Fest and we interviewed a bunch of the Grey's Anatomy characters. Yeah. And he was like one of the guys that really genuinely thought our scrubs were so awesome and was so nice about it.
He was one of the few that was pumped on us.
Super pumped.
No one else was that excited.
No, Edwards, Stephanie Edwards. Dr. Edwards was pretty stoked on it too.
Yeah.
And so was DeLuca.
Yeah, so those three.
Pretty
much. Everyone else just stared at us with not much emotion in their eyes.
No. Maggie was not so pleased with our scrubs.
Could not have been less pleased, actually. She's probably one of the people that comments on my Instagram when we wear scrubs. She's all, this isn't right.
Right.
It's probably her.
Offended.
I don't see why if she can wear scrubs, you guys can't wear scrubs.
No, I think she was just, I just don't think she found it cute. Like, I think she was like.
Yeah, she was probably like, these girls are so lame.
Lame.
But, oh,
but
also.
Like at Comic-Con, no one's mad that somebody's dressed up like Chewie.
That's what I said, too. I'm like, I find it surprising that we were the only ones on the press line in scrubs.
The only ones in the professional press line wearing scrubs. Yeah, you're right. Also, in the game yesterday, DeMario from Rachel's season of The Bachelorette was playing. We were on the same team. Literally, we were down by 2 points. He goes up for the last play of the game and gets fouled, and he dislocates his shoulder. And we're like, Ben Warren, where's Ben Warren? There's a doctor.
We need a doctor. Did he help?
He walked over there, but he didn't help.
He didn't help.
He's a firefighter now. Doesn't have time. Don't have time for dislocated shoulders.
I bet a firefighter could fix a dislocated shoulder.
Yeah. Okay.
You know what Jason George would like?
Do you know what any man would like?
What?
There is this website, and it's called this company. It's called Man Crates. One of my most stressful times in my life is when I'm trying to find a gift for any of the men in my life. I don't have a love interest, but my dad, my brother-in-law, my brother, I have a really hard time finding gifts for guys.
Yeah, because guys are really hard to shop for.
Yeah, why are y'all so hard to shop for?
Because they don't want anything.
Yeah, we're fine.
But that's why, so every guy has like a niche. Like I feel like every guy has, either they like whiskey or
niche or niche?
Niche?
I think both are acceptable.
Oh, nice.
It's like tomato, tomato.
Oh, okay.
But like for me, my brother-in-law is obsessed with like craft beer. So I would get him the craft beer one.
Okay, so let me explain what this is. So Man Crates offers over 100 hand-curated gift collections for every type of guy. So if you're an outdoorsman or you're someone who likes to grill or you're someone who likes to make cocktails, whatever, there is literally a gift for every single guy with a different hobby.
Yeah.
They have a crate that has personalized golf balls in it, which I know pretty much any guy I know would love that.
Love that. My future husband is going to like the whiskey crate for sure. Yeah. It's like all the different whiskeys.
And it's not just for guys. It's called Man Crates, but there's a Moscow Mule set on there, which I love a good Moscow Mule.
The thing that's so genius is it's like for the girl having to get a gift for any guy, this will make you look like you know you're
like it's like, really good stuff.
One of my favorite parts about this is that every crate comes with a personalized laser engraved crowbar that they have to open the crate with.
Oh, that's awesome.
So it's so like manly.
Yeah.
By the way, did you know there's a whole bacon crate? Bacon crate.
That's what I'm saying. Like this thing has everything a man could want. And you can do one that's already made or you can personalize your crate. They also have a gift card option that comes in a concrete case and they have to pry it open with the tools.
Yeah. Because guys like to like break stuff.
Yeah. Like
it's true though.
It's true. They like to just get down and dirty.
Yeah, like manly.
Okay, and they also, if you go on their website, it's mancrates.com. That's mancrates.com. And if you look at the reviews, it's all 5 stars, and Man Crate comes with 100% satisfaction guarantee, which we love.
Love.
So they basically walk you through it, make sure you get the perfect gift for your guy. And if you go to mancrates.com/Becca, you'll get 5% off your order. So 5% off at mancrates.com/Becca. That's Mancrates, mancrates.com/Becca, BECCA.
You guys, my girl crush is here, and I love her, and she's going to co-host with you guys the rest of the show. I, like, love her so much.
I've never met her.
Oh, my
God. I've been at so many events, but I've not met her.
I've never met her either.
She is the raddest chick. Jana Kramer is coming in.
Jana Kramer is quite possibly the most naturally beautiful person. She just walked in the room.
And you're stunning. Like, seriously, I stalk you on Instagram. And it's just like, your makeup is always flawless.
Well, that's like, Facetune. That's not.
No, but I'm no. But I'm just like, you're naturally like gorgeous.
Thank you.
It's so beautiful.
I remember this is actually, what year did you first go on One Tree Hill?
Oh, gosh. I was 26. I mean, this was. So I'm 33, 34 now. So it was a while
I'm
ago.
I'm just trying to think. I just remember why. I mean, I was obsessed with One Tree Hill from the time it started.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Chad Michael Murray was like everything to me.
I won't tell Sophia that.
Okay, just kidding. But I remember when you came on, and I genuinely was like, this is the prettiest girl I've ever seen.
Aw.
I just, I loved you on the show.
Thank you.
I
appreciate
that.
I was a hot mess on the show, but I loved my character. Like,
I know.
She was a mess, but like,
I was going to say.
I redeemed her, I feel like.
Did you watch One Tree Hill?
I did, but I didn't know you were such a big fan. You really played it cool. Remember we saw Chad Michael Murray at the Chalk Prom.
I know.
You were not. You're like,
his wife was with him. I like have to have some
respect. Yeah. Sarah Rummer. Is that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing about One Tree Hill. My sister and brother-in-law, I lived with them. And so we all watched together. And then they moved home.
Your sister who babysat my daughter?
No, my older sister.
Okay. Got it.
She has three.
Okay.
I have three sisters. Yeah.
Okay.
So they moved and then I moved in and to my own, like to another place. I didn't have cable or anything. So I still haven't watched the last two seasons. I don't even know how it ends.
Right, you have to.
Oh my god!
I know, but I almost feel like I need to start from the beginning.
Yeah, but do you though?
Or maybe the season before. Yeah, I have to like get caught up.
Wait, how many seasons was it all together?
I think 9.
You could crank out 9 in like 2 months.
I left early though, but yeah, you could. You probably could.
Yeah,
Tanya watched Grey's Anatomy 13 episodes in 2 months.
Wow,
13 seasons.
I'm kind of done though. Like I've watched every single episode, but I feel like the season I'm just kind of like I need it to be over.
Don't say that. That's harsh, but I'm struggling.
But here's the deal. Like, I feel like I had a massive anxiety attack when Patrick died. Like, I literally was, like, in my bed. Like, I mean, I still have the picture on Instagram where, I mean, I was, like, ugly tears. Like, even for a day. So I was like, I can't believe that he died. Like, yeah. I was a mess. And then, like, I was still watched it, and then I watched it again. But this season, I just feel like...
Okay.
Like, they don't even care. I don't feel like the actors care.
I don't feel like anyone cares. I don't feel like the writers care. I don't feel like the actors care. Yeah. I still care, but so it's...
They need to end it.
When Patrick died?
Yeah, babe. You need to give it up. It's like, what? Like, Ellen Pompeo's going to be like...
Grandma
in like 50 years. Like, she's still going to be on the show? Like,
grandma.
Come on.
Oh my gosh, and then what if Zola?
Okay, but here's the deal.
Oh my god.
See, Tanya's still like new to... loving Grey's Anatomy. It just happened this year, so she hasn't been through all of, you know, we've processed
all the ups and downs.
It.
I mean,
when
remember
you think
Kathy
back,
Heigl?
Seeing McSteamy coming out of that shower, it's like nothing has ever been that amazing.
Yeah, that was the heyday.
That was the good old days.
That was good. And then remember Catherine's, what was his name? Dean. No.
Denny. This is where we did.
Girl, we went through that like 15 years ago. Okay, so like, way to catch up.
Tanya still watches those episodes.
Hi, welcome. You know, I was on the show. Grey's Anatomy.
Which episode?
She's like,
but the guy was in Concrete.
Yeah,
yeah.
Concrete.
Oh my god!
Oh, you are the mean girl. He did it for.
I know. It's so mean. I was like,
you were the mean girl.
That was probably one of my like I was super young and I didn't do very well. I'd like to go back and redeem myself on the show. But that was the mean girl. He
so
laid in Nevada cement.
So many people have been on that
on.
Show.
Well, can we?
Yeah.
We're
season
not,
4 finale.
Wait, okay. So you worked
oh,
with
right
Sara
there.
Ramirez.
Bam. Sara, yeah. Sara, yes.
Yeah.
Look how young I look.
He got
like,
into the cement
in my freshman
to,
15.
To impress you.
What?
That's why he got into the cement to impress you.
I gave him a little peck
you
at
were
the
nice
end, though.
Yeah, I was going to say, you redeemed yourself, I feel.
I feel like I did. I usually try to.
So who, what doctors, you worked with her and then.
Okay, best story about, because I mean, again, I was obsessed with Grey's Anatomy. Like, absolutely.
This is my dream.
So when I found out that I booked it, I was just like, you know, freaking out. I actually got into a car accident that day, but I was like, I don't care. Like, I'm going to be in Grey's Anatomy. And then all I remember is I'm in my trailer, like one of those little, I mean, it was basically like a stall because I just was like a you know, a really small part on it. But I see Patrick Dempsey get out of his trailer. I literally run out of my stall and I was like, hi. And he's like, hello. And I was like, okay. And then I just went right back in. It was so embarrassing. But I was just like, he's so stunning.
Oh, God.
I just wanted to say hi. Hi. And I did. And I embarrassed myself.
That's
fine.
Something I would do. Yeah. I probably follow it with something more embarrassing, though.
I think you all should watch Can't Buy Me Love and report back to me by next week. Yeah.
It was when he was
look,
like,
young people.
Oh, please. Oh, is
Can't
that the
Buy Me Love
basketball
was Patrick
movie?
Dempsey's first movie in the 80s, and he was
a dork, right?
But amazing.
A cute dork?
He's cute. But he really grew
like
into
Ben,
his looks.
Oh, a cute little dork.
Who?
Ben from The Bachelor.
Ben Higgins. Yeah.
He's like a cute dork.
Yeah. He is. He's like, I don't know any girl who's met him that's not just like charmed.
Yeah, he's very charming. My old nanny is like obsessed with him.
She single? He's single.
But she's like, I don't think, yeah. I mean, she's, I like, Brittany's like, so sweet, but not like the other girl. So I don't know.
Oh, not like
Lauren.
Lauren.
Well, they didn't work out.
I know, but like, you know, like she's just like a really good girl.
Yeah. Okay, I see what you're saying. Yeah.
Like, she's like very good girl.
Yeah. Okay. Something that we can all talk about. You have amazing teeth.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Do you use a Quip toothbrush?
I don't. I just use like a regular toothbrush.
Yeah. It's not even electric?
Mm-mm.
Wow. Oh, we got to talk about
Can you
Quip.
Imagine Jana's if she is Quip?
Can you imagine?
Wait, are we sponsored
we
by Quip?
We sure are.
Okay. Yeah. I was like, are we talking about this? Okay, let's do it.
So I can only imagine what would happen to your smile if you used a Quip toothbrush. So apparently 75% of us do not refresh our bristles or visit the dentist on time.
Yeah. Mm,
how often do you go to the dentist?
Every 6 months. No, like maybe once a year, if I'm lucky.
Okay, yeah, I'm the same way.
Yeah.
In fact, I hadn't gone in so long that I went to the dentist and I had to go like every week.
Yeah,
to get
you were
stuff
there like every week for like 3 weeks.
I hate the dentist.
It's bad.
Yeah, but I don't ever change bristles.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm guilty of this. I don't brush. I do brush often enough, but I don't brush long enough. And I avoid the dentist like Tanya avoids atheists.
Oh, but I'm on fun.
But not anymore. Thanks to
got the jokes today.
Oh. So it's an electric toothbrush and it packs vibration and timer features. So it tells you when to switch spots in your mouth.
Oh, okay, cool.
So it's, I love your interest in this. Cool. You're like, genuinely like, I really want to try it. Yeah. It looks like Apple designed it. It's really,
it's
like,
really
sleek.
Cute.
Like high tech.
Mine's like rose gold.
Does it have the, like, just, you know, those ones where sometimes they can clean? Because you know how dirty, apparently, like toothbrushes are?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Oh, you
does
want
it? Does
no,
it clean?
But they can send you refills.
Oh,
so
no,
you,
good.
Because you're supposed to change it out every 3 months. Which apparently none of us do.
No.
Never. I can't even tell
sometimes
you
I forget
time.
To brush my teeth just out of laziness at night.
I do know you're supposed to change your toothbrush when you've had a cold.
Oh, because, that makes sense.
Yeah,
I guess
that.
If you're sick.
Okay, so if you subscribe, you can receive new brush heads on a 3-month plan for just $5, including free shipping. Starts at just $25. Mm-hmm. That's amazing. A vibrating toothbrush.
Sign me up.
Sign Jana, we're signing
great.
You up. And right now you can go to getquip.com/Becca to get your first refill pack free with a Quip electric toothbrush. That's your first refill pack free at getquip.com/Becca. That's getquip.com/BECCA. We are very single, the two of us. It's a topic we talk about all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But we've recently started talking about, I don't like to say fart because my mom listens and she don't like me to say fart, but tooting in front of your significant other.
Uh-huh.
Thoughts.
Well, this is funny. So we were just in Disney World this past week and we just got back actually last night and I accidentally farted. And when he was like, what was he doing? Oh, he was helping me get on the wetsuit when we were at Discovery Cove and I accidentally farted. And he's like, did you just fart? I was like, no. Like, I still can't admit when I fart. So he's like, yes, you did. I was like, no.
But he
turned into like a toddler. No.
But he like wants you to.
Not, I don't think he technically wants me to.
So you like you do that in the privacy of your own.
Yeah, like
self.
I'm not just gonna now I burp constantly.
Same.
I'm like
belch.
The loudest burper ever. Like, I mean, I can burp with the best of them, but like farting, I still want him to think I'm somewhat attractive.
Right.
Oh, interesting.
You know,
and
like,
how long have you been together?
Like 2.5 years.
That's impressive.
But like, I don't know, because what if it stinks? Then I'm like, I'm really embarrassed.
But what if it's
just
mine
are like
y'all.
Deadlier.
What if y'all? What
they're silent and
so
deadly.
What do you do? You just go out? Like, what if you're like laying in bed? You have to, do you just walk outside?
No, I'll totally like, I just make sure I don't push up the covers. Like I'll fart and then like make sure I don't move or push the covers up.
This is
like,
so I don't wanna, embarrassing like, to ask, but this morning I actually grossed myself out. Like I was
right?
Like,
yeah.
I literally looked in the mirror and was like, you're gross. Like,
yeah. Sometimes don't you want to know what it smells like? So you lift the covers up to say, ooh, good one, Jana.
I would consider myself much more of a burper than a farter. I mean, I
wouldn't
just
fart in front of the dudes if you're just starting dating. Like, wait, I didn't do that until I was like married.
Really? Okay.
And then I hid in a corner and was like,
do you go to the bathroom? Do you go to the number two in front of him?
Not in front of him. I don't want him to see my face when I'm trying to pinch it out.
In front of him? Do you do that in front of anybody?
I used to, yeah.
Really? Well, that's why you're single.
Wait, like you just leave the door open. You're like, hey, babe, don't come in here.
Like yeah, I even get the skid marks gone, too, to make sure like those are gone.
Because I have problems going to the bathroom. Like
do you
have
you're the opposite of IBS.
No, it is IBS. So either I have to go real bad or I don't go for days. Mm. And so sometimes I have to sit on the toilet for like 15, 20 minutes.
Just
so
close
I would
the
sit
door
there
then.
And
take
I would leave it open and we would just
take your phone. Yeah, you got to take your phone or like some good reading content and shut the door.
No, I would always leave it open and just
okay,
chit-chat.
Okay, well, that's something
why
we
he
need
left.
To fix.
I hope to never do any of that in front of my boyfriend or husband, like never poop, toot, none of it. Uh-huh. Is that possible?
No. I mean,
I think it's impossible not to do those things in front of people.
My mom still, just, like, she, like, even
I
if
think
she
that's
does,
a different generation.
Though.
You know what I mean?
But like, it's
our
funny.
Generation's more crude.
You're right. Yeah. We are so yeah. rude. Like, the fact that we're even talking, but I love it. But we have a really funny email from Steph. And it says, I was hanging out with my boyfriend. We've been dating for over a year now, and we were cooking in his kitchen when he tooted. He looked at me. We both laughed and made a joke of it. It weirdly makes me feel kind of flattered knowing he feels that comfortable around me. But I still find myself uncomfortable to toot in front of him. I feel like guys feel totally fine farting in front of their girlfriends, but girls sometimes associate farting with being unladylike. And yes, I fall victim to this.
Yeah.
I think we need to ask guys if they really don't like it. Like
well,
Mark,
let's
start with Mark.
I've been with my wife for 20 years, and any of that that's happened on either side has been accidental. But it has happened because it's going to happen.
But do y'all laugh, or is it like...
No, usually you ignore it out of respect of the other person, but sometimes you can't, and then you do laugh about it.
Because like, it's kind of like, it's like you still want her to be like this sexy, mysterious...
Yes, she would like to keep that hidden, and so I kind of let her.
Yeah.
Even though I'm aware of it, sometimes I'm like, oh, I'm not going to call attention to it because that would be embarrassing. Yeah. But sometimes it's very obvious, and then we do have a laugh about it.
Right.
Oh my
Do you have separate bathrooms? I feel the key to marriage is separate bathrooms.
Amen.
Yeah.
No, we don't have separate bathrooms. But we're in it at different times because I get up so early. So there's not a lot of cross traffic there.
Cross traffic.
Wait, Jana, do you guys have separate bathrooms?
He uses Jolie's bathroom. And then I use the other one. But Smart. Sometimes he uses the other one to go to the bathroom. And then I'm like, can you please use... And then he like the plunger. And I'm like, oh, it's a lot. So I'm like, I don't want to smell that.
Have you ever been at someone's... place and had to like go out and ask for a plunger?
Oh, that would be mortifying.
No, but I have, this is really gross, but one time I had asparagus on a date and then I used their bathroom and then they went right in there and used the bathroom and I was like, no.
Yeah,
and that was our last date, so I don't know. That was a bummer.
I eat a lot of asparagus and it's a problem.
What am I missing? I thought that just makes your number one smell.
It does.
It smells disgusting.
Okay. Sometimes worse than poop. Yeah. So
I think it's so disgusting.
It's so gross.
But I love it. I eat asparagus like almost every day.
It's really good for you.
This is
number two. Why you're still maybe single?
My poor husband.
How old are you?
30.
How old are you?
I'm 29.
Okay.
But so we have one of our topics has been Tanya met this guy at Whole Foods.
Okay. What's his name?
We just call him Mr. Whole Foods.
Yeah. Cool. We don't want to expose him.
No exposure.
But they went on a date and had like an amazing time. But Tanya is a Christian and he is an atheist. And so it's kind of like, you know,
tough.
Been a topic. But
he
is willing.
He keeps reaching out because clearly it's not a deal breaker for him. You know, I don't think he cares. He's like, cool, you're a Christian. Great.
Did you tell him it's a kind of a deal breaker for you?
No, because we only went on one date. So it's like, what am I going to do? Like, break up with the guy? Like,
I would just be honest. There's no, like, you're in your 30s. There's no point to bullshit around. Oh, oops. There's no point in, like, you know, going down, like, playing this, like,
What I'm doing is when he texts me, I'm responding with just, I'm answering his questions, but I'm not engaging. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So, like,
why don't you give it one more try?
I don't want to.
Because at the end of the day, if he's, you know.
Well, here's the question I asked you at your house. That's not really the only thing stopping
right,
you from
right.
him.
Of course. If he was like this amazing person and that was the one thing, I think I would probably go out again and see. But it was like, we don't really have a lot in common. So like, bye.
Yeah.
How did you guys meet?
Well,
work.
Yeah. Well, through going to iHeart events.
Okay.
Yeah. And then we lived, literally shared a wall. We lived next door to each other in the same apartment as Amy.
We all lived together.
Love.
Yeah.
It was like a sitcom.
That's like, it should be.
Yeah.
Wait, but
it was
you,
a show.
You live in
it was called
right?
Melrose Place.
I live here.
Yeah. You live here?
Mm-hmm.
forever? You've lived here forever?
No, not here forever. I took a 5-year break and moved to Nashville.
Okay, so you, I remember. Okay, yeah, yeah. You were in Nashville for
but
a
Jana minute. Travels a lot because I text her constantly. Can you come to this?
I
can
know,
you come to this?
Every single
And you just
time.
Did a movie. It's coming yeah. out.
It is, December 9th. Christmas in it? Mississippi.
It's a Hallmark movie,
it's
right?
Lifetime.
Oh, light. Oh, whoa, even whoa, better. Whoa, whoa. Even better.
I love it's Lifetime movies.
I do too.
It's Christmas too. I mean, come on.
I mean,
Christmas, Lifetime whammy. Movies. Like,
I swear,
boom.
Becca, you have a sweatshirt that says like "Watch Lifetime."
And now it says Lifetime movie and chill.
Lifetime chill.
Does it really?
Yeah, Lifetime movie and chill.
Perfect.
And I'm going to do that. I'm going to wear that Yay. While I watch your movie.
On December 9th.
When December 9th.
Mm-hmm.
Lifetime Movie Network or Lifetime Lifetime.
Lifetime Lifetime.
Oh, big stuff. I like it.
It
I can
really
I can binge watch those train wrecks for so long.
I mean, it's like you know what you're going to get. When you're watching this,
does yours have drama like somebody's been kidnapped or murdered or something?
No,
did you
it's
kill
just
someone
like it's
in
an,
it?
I wish.
No, it's like, a Christmas movie.
In my brain, I did because I was wearing like all this warm stuff and it was about 110 degrees out. I was like,
there's some hottie gorgeous. In it because is it allowed to say I watch your Instagram stories or is that stalker like? I don't really
no,
know. I don't know the protocol.
No, that's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah,
that's what
you're supposed
there.
To watch them.
I stalk hers all the time.
Oh, great. There's some yeah. hottie in that movie.
His name's Wes Brown. He's yeah. really cute.
He was on Private Practice. He was on one of these shows.
He was on
loved.
Scandal, I think.
Scandal. I knew it was one of some yeah. Shonda Wait, show.
He's married.
Oh, never mind. don't care.
I have yeah. some good guys for you, though.
Do you?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, good.
Just stay away from the whole like Bachelor stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, Robert is amazing. Who that was my boyfriend before. He was on
we
the show.
We call Robert the exception, not the rule.
Robert's the exception.
Which one's Robert?
He was on like a Desiree season.
Yeah, he was.
And then he was on Bachelor.
He was the sign up. Spinner. Do you remember the sign spinner?
No.
That's what they like.
I only watched like some of the seasons.
He looks like a Ken doll. I always
yeah.
I
yeah.
didn't watch the
he
last one.
He has a Liam Hemsworth look.
Yeah. Oh, hot.
Hold on.
What yeah. happened?
Wasn't the physical attraction? I'll tell you that. Mm. We're good.
No, I'll tell you what happened. Becca has a hard time settling down.
Okay, that makes me sound like I'm not, it's not settling down. It's, yeah. Is it settling down?
Settling down. It's I'm really not saying hot. Settling. I'm saying settling down.
And he wanted to settle down with you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Girl.
She's not ready yet. And that's okay.
Not ready.
Do you want kids?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Hold on.
Just let you know, at 35, they all die of the eggs.
So, no,
I am
what?
Like the bear of bad news.
No, actually,
like
a girlfriend of mine just went to go get her eggs
frozen. I want to do that too.
And
she had zero because she was 35.
No, she's 33.
Okay.
And she said that the doctor actually told her she still has some time. He's like, as long as you retrieve them
Before.
By 37, you're oh. good. So I was like, pfft. 7 years on this.
I did that and it makes you cray cray. Do it.
Yeah.
100%.
No. You froze your eggs?
Yeah. And it made me crazy. Yeah.
What
the
is
hormones.
All the hormones,
because the hormones.
You're doing, Jack?
I was just like,
oh, no.
No wonder why.
I would like to feel that. Stuff I'm like pretty like stable yeah. and like never emotional
Girl,
either way. So I would kind of like to be like out of control
intense.
For a
Wait,
second.
I have a question and this Answer. Might be personal. So if you Answer. Don't want to, did you use the frozen eggs?
Okay. So. Oh, I'm like, oh, this is very personal. No. We weren't married yet. We were still just engaged. But my mom went through menopause at 33. And so I was always
wow.
freaked
Whoa.
Out that I was going to go through menopause early. And I just, being a mom is what I want to be a mom. I wanted to be a mom. And so I was like, okay, I'm going to freeze my eggs. And then my eggs weren't that healthy. So she thought, so we made embryos. And
right.
out of those embryos, only three were okay, but they weren't good enough to freeze. So we ended up implanting two before we were married. And then I got pregnant and then lost both of them.
Oh my God.
And then one of the ones that we thought were bad is still technically frozen. And he's a boy. So Han Solo is frozen.
Oh,
we call him Hans. He's a boy and he's in a freezer. So if you want him, we probably won't use him. So if
you
want to use
an
embryo.
You think you're done?
No, we want to have more.
Oh, got
but
it.
I want to try because I had Jolie natural
right after that.
That's I had
so
Jolie.
Lucky and amazing.
Yeah,
it was awesome.
Did
but I was told at first I couldn't have kids because I had scarring in my stomach, so I had to have a some surgery to help that. And
did they think all that worked? And sometimes maybe even retrieving those other eggs might have kicked your body into gear.
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely ways. Like I had this one thing that's like cleaned out your tube, so that kind of like greased up everything in there, and then got pregnant. But my girlfriend was freezing her eggs, and she's 34. She's 36 now, but she went in at 34 to freeze her eggs, and was just like, "Oh no, I'll do it." Like, kind of like, decided not to.
Mm-hmm.
Went back, nothing.
Oh,
she had like two,
gosh.
And that's not enough to freeze. So yeah. She's like,
no, it's, no. Such, it's a very interesting conversation. Then I've been talking to one of my girlfriends that she hasn't done it yet, but she's like gone to like the first two initial appointments with the doctors where they kind of like break down everything and like explain everything. And I was like, wow, I didn't realize it's like a lot to it.
There is. But then just, and then, you know, when you start dating, don't like wait till like the fifth date to be like, and by the way, I have frozen eggs. So you can then like off in a little thing so that we can have an embryo together. Yay.
Fifth so date, like, that's fifth off. Date etiquette.
Fifth date etiquette, yeah.
Is but it sperm. Almost like, talking to her made me feel a lot more calm about it because she basically said like naturally conceiving up until 37 is highly likely. That's what this doctor said. This
hit
doctor
or miss.
Said,
hit or miss.
Yeah, because my doctor, because I just spoke to my guy now a couple weeks ago and he was just like, you know, at past 35, you're a geriatric pregnancy.
Right, right, right.
And like, it's a lot harder. Your chances are like 20%.
Well, it's a lot scarier too, just all the tests and things that you have.
Yeah, Hannah, my youngest sister, my mom had her at 38.
And she's fine.
But you're going to be fine. Having said all that, you're going to be fine. You're good. You're good.
Tanya, like, I would we're freeze fine. You. Tanya, you're going to, you'll probably meet your husband and y'all will get married within like 5 months or something.
Yeah, no, I think it's going to be quick for me.
It's depressing though. Guys can just, you guys have it so easy. It's so annoying. You're just like, whatever.
Well, Billy Joel is like 70 and just had another
Mick
kid.
Mick Jagger?
Alec Baldwin is popping him out like every 9 months. He's going to have another one.
I know. I was thinking of checking with my gyno just to see how my fertility is because that's easy.
You can just take blood for that too. Oh.
Yeah, I might
take, just kind of see.
Yeah, you always get your blood.
I feel like I take blood every week.
Can you report back to us? Because we'd like to know.
Yeah.
Right. Well, you can have a whole segment on here about your eggs.
No, I do think it's a really, it's a conversation that a lot of girls have, but they don't have it publicly. Because I remember when I was like, I think I started thinking about it at 27, freezing my eggs. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I just don't even know anything. And nobody was talking about it, but I feel like it's on every girl's mind.
You know? Oh, so I feel like it's definitely become a lot more like people are talking about it.
Yeah.
Because it's kind of like, why not? A lot of people are in a place, especially out here, where it's like, I mean, being from the South, everyone has kids by 22, like two kids by 22. Early. And so you get out here and it's like, you're not in a rush. You want kids, but you're not in a rush to have them. But then there's that panic of like, oh, I'm getting older and I haven't met a guy. And you know,
and then you,
take
control. You do the math in your head. You're like, I'm single, so I kind of want to be with the guy for a while before I marry him. Then I kind of want to be married for a little while.
But that's why dating in your 30s is like lightning fast because you're like, nope, I don't want kids with you. Nope. Okay. Then it's like, there's just going to cut out the BS. Right,
would you do it on your own, Tanya?
Would I have a baby on my own? No.
Oh, sometimes it's so
I would
much,
do it.
Oh, I wish I did sometimes.
Really?
Yeah. I totally would. I'm like days more that I ready really... for a baby than I am for a husband right now. Like, I feel like I could have a baby.
But could you really?
Honestly, I do.
That's awesome. So that's kind of like how, like, sometimes I'm like, when I really hate my husband, I'm just like, sometimes it'd be easier to do this without you.
How'd you meet your husband?
On Twitter.
Yes. No.
Yes.
I love a good social media love story.
Okay, so who reached out to who?
He favorited some of my stuff.
And you saw the scrubs.
I saw that. No, he was a football player at the time.
Oh.
So.
Wow, football player to scrubbing in?
Scrubbing in.
Wow. So hold on, this is important.
Guys, I have to interrupt this segment. Okay. With something fab, something fit, and something fun.
Is that what's in this box?
We have the Fab Fit Fun box, and it's sitting right in front of us. This is the winter box. Tanya, I want you to open it.
Okay, no problem.
We're going to go through the items as you open the box. So there's a chill in the air. Christmas lights are going up, which seems a little bit early, but they are. And you know what that means. Mm-hmm. It's time for the winter box from FabFitFun.com.
Oh, it smells delicious.
Oh, it smells. She just opened the lid and it already smells good. Mm-hmm. So all products in this box are full size. You pay $49.99 each season, but each box has a value of over $200 guaranteed. The winter box is actually valued at over $300. Okay, so what do we have? You're opening something.
This Kate Somerville.
Oh.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Wait, the Exfoliate. I have this. I use this. So this is a good one. It's like a mini facial.
This hand cream is, I think, what we're smelling.
Is it the Ahava? Is that how you say it? Mineral hand cream?
Oh, I like your ring.
Ahava or Ahava, H-A-V-A.
It's very thick.
Well, that's like, my hands are so dry in the winter. Yeah. What are you doing? I thought you were like putting it in your bag. I'm oh, okay. Guess you can have that one. Let her have. Also, fuzzy socks. travel socks. Those are perfect.
Or to watch Grey's Anatomy in.
Right. My house is freezing right now. I have hardwood floors, and when I wake up, I kind of get angry because it's so cold.
I'm not sure.
Oh, those are so
cool. Also, I've noticed the BB Dakota poncho. Everyone's been wearing it to travel in and posting photos in it, and it's so cute. I love BB Dakota. That's the skirt I just brought you, is BB Dakota.
Oh, cute.
Yeah, and this is just a black and gray poncho. It's like a clothing brand. They sell it at... I mean, it's sold at like Nordstrom and Bloomingdale's and stuff, but this is a really cute poncho. Yeah, this is probably the best box I've seen from them so far.
And
so
there's a mask, a face mask.
Face mask for the dry skin. So all of this is $49.99, but for all of you listeners, it's even... Oh, what did you find?
Aisha Curry. What? She has like a home line?
Cooking thing or something.
Yeah. Hold on, let's see.
That's Steph Curry's wife or those at home.
Oh, it's a mug.
Coming in hot.
That is so cute. It's a coffee mug that says coming in hot.
That's
designed
really
by Aisha Curry, who's Steph Curry's wife. But you know what? She is Aisha Curry. She don't have to have Steph Curry's name always.
No. Good point, Becca. That's an interesting topic.
Well, I mean, she's just like done a lot on her. I mean, it's awesome that her husband does that. But.
Although I'm sure Jana's husband does get a lot. Oh, that's Jana Kramer's husband.
Jana Kramer's applying eyeshadow with her finger right now.
I am.
This is amazing. Okay, so all of the products we just listed for just $49.99, but for you, it's even less. Go to fatfitfun.com, use promo code Becca, that's B-E-C-C-A, to get $10 off the winter box. Again, that's fatfitfun.com. Don't forget to use the promo code Becca. Wow. Everyone's using the products right now. This is great.
Do you mind if I take this?
Sure. I'll just take the other one.
Okay.
Okay, so I wanted to talk. What were we just talking about?
Weren't you going to a commercial?
That was it. That was the commercial. But there was something good.
We were delving into how she met her husband.
How you met
your husband.
They met on
it's a fairy tale, guys.
On real life. Can you see?
My husband and I are just a real life fairy tale. we met on Twitter and he favorited some of my stuff and then he came to one of my shows that I was playing in Chicago. We dated. We got engaged pretty fast because I'm a lover. I love to love.
Yeah.
Move a little faster.
Yeah, yeah.
What's your sign?
I'm a Sagittarius.
Okay. What's he?
February 26th.
Is that Aquarius?
No, because I'm Aquarius. So it's the one
is
right
it Pisces?
After.
No.
It is a Pisces.
Pisces. Oh. Yeah.
Pisces are tough.
Yeah.
Pisces are tough.
Yes.
They're a little watery, so they don't make decisions. Yeah. It's a little, some of this.
No, but wait, I need to know. So he favorited some of your tweets. Now, I'm like, I need to know the timeline.
By the way, social media is like, it's good dating.
It's the way to seems
so
to be
he favorited your tweets and then you just reached out and said, come to my show?
No, so I followed him because he was already following me and then he could direct message me then.
Oh.
So then, so
he's like, hey, you know, thanks for the follow. like, how's your night? And I'm like,
okay,
and
so
by the way,
the
I was like,
move.
Yeah, he did.
Okay.
And meanwhile, I was eating macaroni and cheese and having a glass of wine on like a, you know, single night out at my house. So and then we talked for a little while and then we FaceTimed and then he flew to my show in Chicago like a couple days later.
Wait, where did he live at the time?
Baltimore. Okay. He was playing for the Buffalo Bills.
Okay, got it.
But lived in Baltimore on the off season.
There you go. I mean, I feel like it's gonna happen over social media.
What, for you?
For all of us. There's no other way.
It's
now.
Just I feel like, especially because like you guys are in the limelight. That's just it's a way to meet people that you might not meet on a daily basis.
Right.
Yeah.
So.
It does seem to be working. Sarah and Wells. Sarah Hyland and Wells.
Oh, that was cute.
Yeah.
That's how they met.
In love.
Aw.
Did y'all see her tweet about like a long time ago? She said something like, just because I tweet about the Bachelor guys, I'm not interested in any of them or something. Someone like found it. It was a funny.
Really funny.
I saw it, and then now she's.
It was like a funny full circle moment.
He seems sweet.
He's very cool, actually. Yeah. Really, really cool. What do y'all think about the Instagram official? It does seem sort of like they came out on Instagram, you know?
Right.
It's a big moment. I understand why people hide it for a while because it's like, you know, when you're first dating, you don't really know if, you know, you don't want to make it a thing unless it's a thing.
And then it's like if you guys break up, and it's like you're making. It's like, you know, all these people you're with.
You're totally. Just like letting so many people down.
Yeah. No, you get, I mean,
no, I mean,
that,
I remember being like, oh my gosh, do I post and be like, this was so sad, or do I just let them figure it out?
Right.
What do I do? I feel
like after you break up, it's like everybody's still questioning, commenting on all your photos, being like, are you still dating Robert?
It's like, what happened to Robert? I'm like,
what about Peter?
He's hot.
He's so hot.
Yeah. Yeah. It's hot. I don't think when I met him, there was no, I didn't feel any like.
Oh, you met him. Okay.
Yeah. He's super, super nice.
He's sexy, but there's not, sometimes you're not, you know, when you're like, yeah.
You need like a man.
I want you.
I also want someone who's really funny. Like I like to laugh a lot. So I want someone who like is kind of dorky and not afraid to, you know.
He seems kind of funny, no?
He's funny and dorky. He's just.
Do you mind just like a normal person or do you want someone that's like in the limelight?
Oh, no. I don't need anyone in the limelight. Okay, okay. Yeah. I didn't know what you meant by normal. I was
some people like, you know.
Normal.
Yeah.
Normal is good.
Yeah.
I do like athletes for them, though, I will say.
Athletes are not. I don't know. I mean, no, I don't know.
No, he's terrible. He was awful. He was bad.
I just feel like they have a lot of access to whoever they want. And that's sometimes a problem.
Then certainly don't date a musician.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, I don't necessarily want anyone that's.
Not you, of course, Jim.
No, of course not. But no, I think here's the deal. There's always exceptions to everyone.
Right.
You know, like not, they're not all pigs. They're not all.
Right.
Like that.
Well, my brother-in-law played in the NFL and literally is obsessed with my sister. Like, but he talked about what he saw on the road and how the guys acted. So I kind of had a firsthand view of, you know, what he told me, but like he's definitely an exception.
Yeah. Yeah. I think not. Yeah. No, I think, yeah.
Let's hear it.
I think that not all athletes are players. I do think they get a bad rap, but I think that you have to be able to figure out. And I think it's easy to see when you're dating somebody if they're like a player.
A golfer or a tennis player.
Yeah.
They could be good. Speaking of, you should talk about Jana's song, which is called I've Done Love, which is a very it's a little bit heart-wrenching, that song to me. Like, I love it, but at the same time, I feel the pain kind of in that song.
Yeah.
Did you write it?
No, but I feel like I did.
Tell them about it. Tell them about
it. Yeah. I loved it when I feel like heart-wrenching feelings listening to
it. It's a strange analogy you use in the song, but it's totally perfect when you go, wow, whoa.
Well, I've been through it. And because when I first listened to the song, people don't believe me, but I've never been drunk. I've never done drugs. I've never done like the hard stuff, but like I have loved.
You're drunk?
No.
But you drink wine all the time?
Every day, 2 glasses.
And you never get drunk?
Mm-mm.
You
just stop? I always stop because I'm so terrified of not being in control.
Interesting.
Wow.
Yeah. Like terrified. And plus like my mom, she let me have a drink when I was 14, 15. Like she'd be like, you want a wine cooler? Like, you know, it wasn't like I didn't have to hide it. I didn't have to.
Right.
I didn't really care for it. So, but yeah, no, I've never. So, but I've loved. I mean, I married some guy I didn't even know for 2 weeks, went to Vegas. Like I'd done stupid stuff like in love.
That's not her husband now.
Right.
No.
Yeah.
Gather that much.
Yeah. But yeah, no, it's just like, but I, that's this kind of song. It's like, but I've done love. I've, you know, I've slammed doors and I've, you know, fought hard and.
A little bit. That's your addiction.
Like, yeah. I mean, no, totally. Like, I have a total love addiction.
You know what they 100%. Say? If love doesn't make you crazy, you're not doing it right.
Oh, that's a Taylor Swift line.
Have you heard a new album?
Have you heard we were just talking about earlier?
I haven't listened to it yet, but I didn't love the first song that came out.
Oh, wow.
I feel like you'd like, you're talking about Look What You Made Me Do?
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like there's some that you would like a little bit more on that one. Okay. I'm obsessed.
You like it? Okay.
She ignored me one time and I still didn't care. It's fine. You can ignore me. Wait, I want to know, what's the saddest lyric in the song? I love sad lyrics. I love lyrics.
I touch the sky. I've had it all. I've had too much. I've had withdrawals. So I've had withdrawals from the love that I've done.
It's an interesting song because when I first heard it, I didn't pay enough attention to get it. I was just like, oh, I've done love, you know, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, and then I started listening and I'm like, whoa.
Yeah.
This is heavy stuff. Like, but really good. It's one of your best songs.
Thanks,
wait,
girl.
What was your song about you walking into a place and you see the guy? What was it called?
Why You Wanna?
I love that song. Thanks, but it's so relatable.
I Got the Boy was probably my favorite one.
I was just about to say, oh my God, that song.
Thanks.
Tell Tanya about that song.
What?
Well, basically, it's I Got the Boy, She Got the Man. So it was about my high school sweetheart.
Oh,
I love that one too. Thanks.
So basically, I got the boy and she got the man. Yeah.
Sometimes the boy is really fun too.
The boy is fun. And that's the thing. Like in the song, it's like.
I know you want the man, but you got to have this innocent.
I love that I had the boy and like I got something that she didn't get. Like, we both got something that each other didn't get.
Have you ever talked to her or him since you did the song?
Yeah.
Whoa. What did they say?
Well, she doesn't like me too much, but he's always like, hey, how are you? Like, trying to, like, reach out. And then he's like, my friends at work don't believe that I dated you. I'm like, yeah, make sure you tell them that you cheated on me.
And that I wrote a song about you.
Yeah. Whoa.
Yeah. That was juicy. I liked that. Wait, I have a good email.
They are.
What'd you say?
The guys are the worst.
They're I mean, tough. It was you know, senior year, Sadie
until
Hawkins.
They're,
it's
until
okay.
they're the best. Until
I forgive
the
him.
Best.
So I read this fascinating article that I would love for you guys to read that we can talk about next week, because I really Googled, why do girls go crazy when he doesn't text you back? Like, I thought, I'm just
Amy,
gonna...
we already talked about this last week.
I have not solved the crime, so I continue to heavily research. And an article came up that was so amazing. I'm going to send it to y'all, and then y'all tell me. Because I thought, this really helps.
What is it?
It basically explains why he doesn't text back, because his brain works completely differently than ours.
Yeah, he's like, because he only can think about one thing, so he's probably thinking about, like, the score of the game. And then he's like, oh, wait, I think I forgot to text her back. And meanwhile, we're like, every 2 seconds, I'm going to put my phone on silent, and then I won't look at it. But yeah. I'm still going to look at it, even though it's on silent.
And I'm like, I made him mad. I think I made him mad. What did I say that made him mad? Why is he mad at me?
Maybe he misread my
tone. I'm like, I'm pretty sure my phone's not working. Like, something, I'm not getting texts from anyone. Yeah. I have it on loud. Nothing's happening.
See why this is the continual quest we are on to solve the conundrum of the text silence.
I haven't felt like that in a long time, though. Because
it's a conundrum. Everyone see pop star? It's the great conundrum. Sorry.
No.
Squirrel.
Andy Samberg.
Yeah. So good.
This is a little bit off topic, but it's always kind of on topic.
What?
We got an email, and the girl said, hey, Becca and Tanya, I just want to say that I love your podcast. Totally obsessed with Grace, too. Oh. Two things. First, did everyone just forget that Miranda Bailey had a son? Like, where has he been the last couple of years? I am kind of concerned.
It's Arizona's leg, by the way. Like, all of a sudden.
She can walk
grew
great.
Back. You guys, it grew back. It's
She's
a lizard
amazing.
Situation.
Yeah. Okay, continue.
The second, Becca, is your brother single? Ever since I heard you say he is from Atlanta, I have been curious. I live in Atlanta, too, and Chris sounds absolutely adorable, sweet, and funny. Can you help a sister out? Sincerely, Lexi looking for her Sloan.
Oh,
cute.
That is really cute. Is her name Lexi?
No.
Oh, damn.
Borderline creepy, though.
What? Like, about my brother?
Well, like, the, she's, you know.
Oh,
would you let her date him?
I'd screen her first.
Okay.
Yeah. Do a background like, check, like, et cetera.
We should all screen her and be
but
like,
from
hello.
From the sounds of that email, I like her.
I mean, she
is that
looks
you?
Great.
Is she yeah. you? Is that Lexi? Are you Lexi?
How old's your brother?
He's 20. Going to be 25 this December.
Are you guys all really close?
Yeah.
Side note, your brother.
Oh my, this is amazing.
Why don't you guys date?
I want them to, but.
I would totally date him. He commented on my Instagram photo over the weekend, and people were.
tell everyone what he said. It's
oh,
hilarious.
Hold on, I have to make sure I get it right.
I know, I read it. I know exactly what it said.
Okay, what does it say?
It says, girl, let me change your last name.
Oh my God, no.
Girl, let me change that last name.
That's also in a country song.
What?
Can't remember which one.
Probably a lot.
So, yeah. Are you like a huge country music fan? Is that when you started?
Yeah, I mean, I grew up listening to country music. I love it, but I grew up singing, but I started with acting, and then now I'm kind of back into the acting realm again. So
okay.
I'm doing music kind of my way, but more focused on acting.
You started singing on One Tree Hill, though, right?
Mm-hmm.
I would like to know more about this Vegas wedding.
Oh God, it was. I mean, I don't know if you want to know how it ended.
Well, is dun, that the
dun,
good part?
Dun. No, it's a bad part. So, okay, so I only knew him for 2 weeks, and he was 20-something years older than me. I had major daddy issues, like real bad.
Wow.
Yeah. So, and I was like, it'd be so fun to, like, go to Vegas and get married. And then, so we did, and then when we got back to LA, I was like, okay, let's annul it. And he's like, what? You don't love me? And I was like, no. I just, no. Like, I just thought it would be, like, fun because I was stupid. And yeah, so then he went away for, like, a long time. I don't know where he went.
Did you get it annulled?
No.
So are you, like, still married to him?
No.
No. Oh, I was like.
No.
So no, not still married to him. So then I went to do a movie in Romania. I got really, really sick in Romania. Then ended up taking out the wrong organ. in my body.
You're literally a Grey's Anatomy episode.
Yeah.
I know. They took out my appendix and it was actually my gallbladder that was the problem. So I was in the remaining hospital. They had to shut down production. It was my first movie and it was like a whole mess. So anyways, he ended up like calling me and he's like, I'm so sorry. Like my dad died. And I was like, it's okay. I'm in a hospital right now in Romania. Like I'm filming. So he came out to see me. And so then he was like there for me. And I was like, all right, well, why don't we just date and just kind of go from there.
Date, but get married at the same time.
Yeah. But I didn't tell anybody because I felt so stupid. And then long, long, long story short, he was my domestic abuser. So he went to jail for attempted murder. Crazy. Wow. Yeah.
Whoa. Mm-hmm.
Twist.
Wow.
So, and he served, I think, 8 years in prison. And then when he got out, he committed suicide.
Whoa.
Yeah. But the courts ended up annulling it. So that was my crazy Vegas trip. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Best but, not to marry somebody that you've only known for 2 weeks. Yeah.
Learn that lesson. Yeah. But I stayed with him for about a year and a half because I didn't know how to get out of it. Because, you know, he would, if you guys met him, you would have thought he was the greatest guy ever behind the doors. That's he was a monster. Thing. So. And then he was like, I'll ruin your career.
Exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Not personally, thank God. I mean, I've never had to experience, but mm-hmm. I have had a close friend that out in public, he is charmer, charm, mm-hmm. charm, 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 charm.
They are the charmest.
Behind closed doors, it's violent and aggressive mm-hmm. and so scary.
Yeah.
I think it's important for people because a lot of people are in those situations and they don't know what to do. You know, as a friend of hers, I had no idea what mm-hmm. to tell her to do. I'm like, I have no idea what you do in this situation.
You got all I can do to is go. You got to get out.
It's hard, though. That's the thing. It took me I literally prayed to my grandpa. I was like, please kill me. Please let him kill me.
Yeah.
Because I do not know how to get out of this.
And that's the most common problem is that and I don't want to just say women don't know where to go, how to leave.
Yeah.
And they pull you back.
Mm-hmm. That's why I've worked with Safe Horizon now. I've been able to find the positive and why I went through it. So be able to find people that I can work with and spread a little bit of awareness.
And what do you tell them to do?
Well, again, you have to be in the frame of mind that you want to, that you want help.
Right.
Until then, but it's hard. There's still times where it's you get pulled back into that abuser moment where you're
I feel like
acting.
It's like an addiction. You have to be ready. Like people want to help you and get you in rehab or whatever, but you have to be I'm sick of this. Mm-hmm. I have to, ready, but.
That's a good analogy, Becca. It really is.
Yeah. Wow. Well, I will say it's very interesting because you clearly have taken it and you're very, you're joyful and have a very happy energy and are very honest, which is rare, I feel. I feel like a lot of people try to kind of bury that stuff. You forget about it. And obviously it's not like you want to live in that forever, but there are people going through it that you can help because you've been through it.
Yeah.
Whereas someone like me who has never experienced anything close to that, it's like I can say what I think, but I haven't had it an mm-hmm. experience firsthand.
Yeah, I mean,
so
I was trying to help my friend, but I had no idea what I was
What's
doing.
The status with your friend now?
They are not together anymore, but it was hard.
Yeah. And just be careful of who she's with next. Hopefully the trend is to keep
right.
Every man since then, it was another, it still wasn't good, but there's always and then you also have to mirror yourself. Why did you want that kind of,
and the shame and you blame yourself.
Yeah.
Right?
But also there's something you attract your own healthiness. So at that point I was probably not as healthy too. So
right.
Interesting.
Obviously.
Wow.
But yeah.
Jana,
thank you. You guys are a pleasure to be around, and this was fun.
We loved having you, and she's prettier in person.
Even the zit right here, I named him Howard. Where is he? There he is. Hey, baby.
She has guys. First of all, you can't see it.
They hurt.
Uh huh.
Yeah. Sorry.
Now we're comparing pimples. It's exciting. Next, wait. We gotta end it with an ask a guy topic.
I know, and we have one. We had a listener write in. So last week, Tanya and Becca gave their deal breakers, and they really want us to ask some guys what their deal breakers are.
Oh, okay.
Do we have time, Mark? Do we have time?
No, there's no time.
Oh, next week.
It's okay. I feel like we do it next week.
Next week. Okay,
So next week we're going to call guys, get the guys' opinion. What are deal breakers? I'm interested to hear this. I probably
farting,
have all
probably.
Of them.
Me too, yeah.
They're farting. All farting in front of us, burping. It's fine. All right, so we'll be back next week. Time of death. Jana, call it.
Ooh, 12:36, 38.